But when the Marines land on this tiny island, which is only 9 kilometers wide, one of the bloodiest battles of the war begins. Over 15,000 Americans and at least 27,000 Japanese will be killed or wounded. A month and a half after D-Day, the fighting is still fierce. The Allies are advancing, but Eisenhower is worried. Hitler is determined to contain the Allies in Normandy in order to protect the launch ramps for his weapon of terror, the V-1, which he fires at London from northern France. It is the first cruise missile ever to be used. The V-1 is a flying bomb with a pulse jet engine and a one-ton explosive warhead. This small, swift, pilotless aircraft is difficult to intercept and shoot down. The British call them buzz bombs because they make a motorcycle noise that alerts Londoners to their arrival. By the time the V-1s reach the capital city, their fuel is used up and their engines die out. Londoners never know where they will fall. Nearly 20,000 of these missiles were launched against England and continental Europe, killing 11,000 people. But even under these conditions, the British retain their pluck and their composure. If the V-1s failed to demoralize the British, their purpose was also to boost the morale of the Germans. For years, they have had to live in underground shelters. American bombers by day and British bombers by night demolish Germany's cities under a carpet of bombs. American planes dropped 1.4 million tons of bombs. Allied bombing led to around 600,000 casualties, 7 million homeless. Such is the outcome of the strategic bombing campaign, whose purpose is to destroy the industrial and human potential behind Germany's wartime effort.